supermax prisons and solitary confinement is exactly one of those public interest legal issues that no one's talking about, that no one knows about. And we realized that just 45 minutes away from Yale's campus is a supermax facility which holds 350 people in solitary confinement 365 days of the year. It was a totally crazy realization for us, and we knew we had to follow the story.
Talk to me about Northern.
Northern is a supermax prison, and what that means is that it is a prison designed specifically to hold individuals in solitary confinement. The technical term is administrative segregation. It was designed with the idea of keeping the most violent offenders away from the general population of prison. We have since learned that it has been overused and is no longer just for the most violent, but also for those suffering from mental illness. One of the people we met, Misael, he was 18 years old when he was sent to prison for having sex with his 16-year-old girlfriend. He suffered from terrible depression upon his entry into prison and started cutting himself. This was considered such a problem, so difficult to handle in a general prison population, that he was sent to Northern because it was easier for prison guards to control him there. You'll hear Misael here.
I didn't want to live. I was lost. I felt like I couldn't do anything no more, so I wanted to give up. They felt that Northern was a place for me to help me with my mental health issues. So that's what they said, that I would get better treatment. But once I got there, it been the whole opposite around.
Now, you also speak in the film to correction officers.
That's right. One of the most surprising things we learn in making this film is that solitary shatters people on both sides of the cell because their experiences working in Northern were so brutalizing. This is a clip of Wayne, former head correctional officer at Northern, as he talks about the impact that working in Northern has had on him.
I've seen, you know, staff members, their whole personality change. They may abuse certain, you know, alcohol, or may get caught up in a drug situation at times. Their family life changes. They withdraw.
We spoke to the commissioner of the Department of Corrections in Connecticut. We also spoke to the warden of Northern, as well as the top advisor on criminal justice issues to the governor. What we learned is that all of these officials understand the way that Northern has been overused. They understand that reality, yet at the same time are adamant that Northern does have a role in the state and will continue to remain.
So what do you hope will happen as a result of this film?
Soon after we released the film, the warden of Northern announced that one of the wings of the facility would be closed and that there would be a small reduction in the number of inmates. We also see that there is some legislative action which is happening. Finally, we just hope to educate the public and to bring this issue into the national spotlight. Connecticut is one state, but 45 states in this country have supermax facilities, and that means more than 80,000 people are being held in solitary each day. It's a huge issue, and it's one that not many people know about. We hope to get people talking.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.